Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 4th of September 2009 and the time is 2:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
I'm Debbie Henry, I'm 41 and I'm from Wallasey.
Lovely. And where's that?
It's on the Wirral.
Okay. And how are you today?
I'm fine. A little bit nervous probably, but yeah, I'm fine.
Good stuff.
Quite looking forward to it.
Can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to take part in One Another?
It was just the whole sort of concept of it. It just seemed such a unique experience, and to be just that part of that making in history, really, that just appealed. Not that I thought that I'd be sitting here now, but yeah.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour on it?
With difficulty. I went through everything in my mind and it took me weeks. I think it's only in the last week really that I've concluded everything that I'm going to do. Yeah.
And what did you decide to do?
I'm going to be promoting a charity bike ride that I'm doing next November for Clatterbridge Cancer Research. And I just thought that maybe this was an ideal time to promote it and, yeah, kickstart the sponsorship, hopefully.
And why are you doing the bike ride?
Just basically to, well, raise people's awareness of what the charity does in their sort of vital research into cancer. And it's just everybody, you know, whether it's somebody close in the family or a friend, pretty much everybody you talk to these days seems to have been affected by it in some way or another. And I'm a student nurse and I've just finished my first year of my training, and when I qualify I'm hoping to work in oncology, so it's something that's sort of quite close to my heart, really. Yeah.
And how are you going to raise awareness on the plinth today?
Well, I've got all my information from Clatterbridge Cancer Research, so that'll be going up. There's big banners and flag things. I've got my bike there, so obviously, you know, people will then relate that to doing the bike ride. But it's Clatterbridge Cancer Research. It's their 30th year next year of fundraising, and it's the first time that they've ever done a bike ride, so hopefully it'll all just tie in.
And where's the bike ride?
It's going to be in Taiwan. Yeah, for 9 days, though I think it's just 6 days cycling, but it covers 470k, so yeah, I've got to get fit.
So you're going to go to Taiwan you're going to go over there and then ride over there?
Yeah, next November, yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm quite looking forward to it, though. I believe it's quite hilly, so I've got a lot of work to do, a lot of training to do, but hopefully I'll make it.
And have you ever done anything like that before?
Not the cycle ride. I have done charity work before. A year ago, June, sort of almost 18 months ago, I did a charity head shave for Macmillan Cancer Support. And my hair was longer than yours, actually, and I had it all shaved off for charity, yeah. Mm. Yeah. But nothing like this, nothing like the plinth.
And what kind of experience are you hoping to get out of standing on the plinth today?
I don't know, just to feel unique and different, really. And it's just one of those things. It's an experience in life that you can then go on to obviously talk about, and just, I don't know, I can't answer that one. I don't know, I just think it'll be personally such a really good experience to have participated in. Yeah.
And have you told your friends and family that you're doing this?
I have, yes, yeah.
And how have they reacted?
Oh, they're made up. They think I'm balmy anyway. It seems to be since I turned 40, I've just started just encompassing everything in life. Just everything's all sort of changed in my family circumstances. And I don't think anything shocks them now.
How have things changed?
Well, my husband had a stroke 5 years ago, 5 years ago, to the day actually, how scary is that? And I gave up my career as a hotel manager and I gave up my career for 18 months to help look after him and get him back on the road to recovery. And now he does like fantastically well. But it just changed everything. When I had that time off, I realised that work wasn't so important. You know, that drive. I was doing 70, 80 hours a week, week in and week out. And then suddenly you realise that there's more to life. And I think that's why I've started taking all these things on board now, because I have the opportunity and the time to do it. Yeah.
And you've just started, you're doing a degree, you're a student nurse.
Yes, yeah. And I've just completed my first year. I'm due to go back to uni on the 21st of September. Yeah, so just another couple of weeks.
Fantastic.
And I'll be back in. Yeah.
And how are you finding the course?
It's quite challenging at times. I love the placement. It's split 50-50 between placement and theory. And I mean, I've got through all my assignments and everything this year. I didn't have any resits to do. I didn't have any time to make up. So I'm really proud of that. But it is hard dedicating yourself, you know, to be committed to it. You know, when you've got family saying, oh, can I do this? Can I do that? They don't always understand that. I just need that peace and quiet to get on with my work. But yeah, I've got through it, so I can't complain.
And how are you feeling about becoming a nurse?
I'm looking forward to it, yeah. It's probably, I mean, I can't say it was something that I've always wanted to do in that sense, because all I ever wanted to do was hotel management and catering from when I was about 10 years old. And obviously I've fulfilled that, and you know, I've gone through that challenge, and this is just my new challenge. But I just feel, I think it was probably from when my husband was in hospital, to be honest. There just seemed, he was in for like 5 months, and I was there every single day, sort of day in and day out. And I don't know, it just seemed a very natural environment to be in. And then it just started to develop from there, and I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to get into that caring profession. And yeah.
And how did you sort of, how did you find that 5 years sort of with your husband? How did you kind of overcome that kind of difficult period?
I think initially you just work on overdrive. It's just everything just seemed automatic. When I look back, I think, gosh, how did I manage to do that and that and that? And you just cope with it and deal with it at the time. It was probably after about two and a half years that more difficulty kind of set in, because you had to find an equilibrium within your life, you know, as a family, not just myself, but all of us together and the kids and that. And it's getting over the realization of how it's actually affected you. And I think that was like the most difficult bit. It wasn't the initial bit and the stroke, it was how we had to deal with it, and obviously the change of circumstances, him not being in work and me changing my career. And yeah, but we were quite lucky because we had a policy in place, so it paid the mortgage off, so there wasn't that pressure to earn the money. So you have to look at the positive things and, you know, try and draw on that, really.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And how do you think it affected you?
I suppose if you just asked me, I'd say, oh, it hasn't really. But I think probably deep down it has. Hence me obviously doing my nursing training. Yeah. Just, I don't know. Just brings out another side to you that you maybe didn't realise was there.
And you mentioned that you turned 40 recently. How do you feel about that?
I suppose at the time I was a bit, oh my God, you know, I'm going to be 40. But I think because everything's changed and everything's just been so positive since then, it's actually been quite good. Yeah. And I think because I'm not working, it sounds really bizarre, this probably, because I'm not working the hours that I'm working and I've got more time for myself, people actually think I look younger than I used to look. So the compliments are really nice as well. So it's had that sort of like double-edged effect to it. Yeah.
And did you said you've been doing more things since you turned 40 in a way?
Yeah, just doing things for myself as well, you know, because my kids, well, my daughter's 17 now, my son's 20, so it just gives me that little bit more time, you know, where you're not always running around. Well, I do, I'm I'm a chauffeur part-time, really, full-time even. But it's just, you know, I go out on my bike. I've just bought my new bike and everything, so I'm really into doing that. I just have more time now to socialise and be with my friends and family, and you kind of realise what's important then. Yeah.
Who are you doing this for today, taking part in one another?
Well, initially myself, because it was something that I wanted to do, because obviously it's just an experience of a lifetime. But hopefully at the end of the day, I can help a great many people by obviously promoting the charity that I'm going to promote whilst I'm up there. Yeah.
What impact do you hope to have by doing this?
By doing my activity on the plinth, just to raise awareness really, and hopefully get the sponsorship that I need to get to Taiwan mainly. Yeah,
good stuff. Can I ask you to say a little bit about your background in terms of where you come from?
Yeah. I was born in Scotland, left Scotland when I was 6 because my mum and dad split up, and my mum's family lived in England, so we moved to England. And I don't know what else to say. Obviously I've covered it. All as I ever wanted to do was work in hospitality, which I achieved. I've had 2 children. I've been married for 7 years. I've been with my husband now for 12 years. I don't know, can't think what else to say.
where did you move to when you moved to England?
To the Wirral. Yeah.
And did you stay there? Did you move anywhere else?
Well, with my career, I kind of did move around. I've been all over. I've been to Preston and Knutsford, and just, you know, wherever the work's, you know, needed me really. But now, obviously, since my husband had his stroke, I've settled, you know, back to a normal sort of home life, because we used to live on site, so we'd, you know, move around quite a bit to go with the work.
And what was it like working in the hospitality field? How did that sort of match your sort of aspirations in a way?
I loved it. Yeah, it's that buzz and just that interaction with the, you know, the I was going to say the customers then, but it didn't quite sound right. I don't know, it was just, every day was just so different. Every day was a challenge, and I don't know, I just buzzed off it. I do still miss it, actually. If it wasn't for the hours, I would probably still be doing it now, but I couldn't go back to a life like that. And to have normal hours, then I'd have to kind of go back down the ladder, and that's not really what I want. But yeah, I mean, I loved every minute of it through the hard times and the good times, and it's just, I don't know, you just feel so proud of yourself, because we used to do a lot of functions and weddings, and you know, when you just make sure everything's perfect and all the silver service, and you know, you look down the line of the tables and everything's just pristine and it's just like absolutely perfect, and you know, you've got the people thanking you at the end of the day because, say, like their wedding or whatever is, you know, it's just been brilliant for them, and you just think, I've been part of that and you've made that difference. So I think that's probably my key, that I like to feel that I've made a difference. Yeah.
And how have you found having a family?
Oh gosh, that's a strange one to be asked.
With your children, I mean.
Yeah, no, it's been brilliant. They've been a challenge at times. My son left to join the army at 16, but he has subsequently come out. I can tell I'm getting nervous to go on the plinth now. He's actually doing an apprenticeship to be a bricklayer, but I think ultimately once he's completed that, he will probably go back in the army, because I don't think he's too happy doing that. And my daughter, as I said before, she's 17, but she's going on like 37, and she's quite worldly wise. Yeah, so yeah, had lots of proud moments with them, and probably lots of tears as well, and lots of tantrums, but yeah, no, they're brilliant.
And how did you meet your husband?
I met him through work. Yeah, I was actually running a place that he used to go in when he was off duty, and it just kind of developed from there. Yeah.
And how is he now?
He's brilliant. Yeah.
What's the main thing that you think? How would you describe yourself as a person, if I was to ask you?
I don't know. I suppose three words that I chose when I filled in, you know, the details online, I put down smiley, generous and caring. And I think that probably quite like sums it up really. Sometimes I can be really shy and then other times I can be really extrovert. But I am a Gemini and I think I am a true Gemini. You know, I do have like the two-sided personality. Yeah, that's about it.
What are your passions?
Oh my God. I think just basically in the last couple of years, it's just to do good, you know, just to benefit other people. That seems to be my motivation at the moment. I think I was so wrapped up in my work before that I was very blinkered about everything. Everything was very focused on what I needed to achieve. And now I think I just look at the broader picture and I see there's a lot of people, a lot worse off than myself, and they sometimes just need that little bit of help, and hopefully that bit of help that I'm trying to obviously achieve will make a difference to them. Yeah.
And then anything else that you'd like to add about taking part in one another, any kind of closing words?
You know, one thing that I'd really like is to speak to Anthony and just see if everything that's kind of gone on to date, and obviously at the end of the 100 days, is what he kind of envisaged to actually be. You know, what was his sort of perception of what people were going to do, or has it shattered his illusion, basically? Yeah, I think that's the only thing, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.